Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
This devotional was written by Laura Durr and read by Ryan Smith.
Renewed life. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, NIV. This is a part of the psalm that is a direct conversation with God. It moves from the emotions of dismay, despair, and wailing to dancing, joy, and praise. The psalmist moves from the realm of death to renewed life and hope in the Lord. We all have moments in our lives that cause us dismay and despair. These moments can stop us in our tracks and change the course of our lives. They test our resilience and our faith. Bishop Michael Curry, who was the first African-American presiding bishop in the Episcopal Church, described such an event in his memoir, Love is the Way. In 1986, Curry was serving as a rector of St. James Episcopal Church in Baltimore. He found himself in a once prosperous church, the church where Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall had been baptized. But the neighborhood had changed, as Curry said. In West Baltimore, high society had long ago ceded the area to the merely high. Crack cocaine had taken over the streets. Curry encouraged the church to reach out into the community and reclaim the lives of children and the poor. He believed the church is the only society that exists primarily for those who are not its members. He and other ministers went out to the streets and preached. St. James established programs for children and the youth. The church was making a difference. But one night, lightning from a thunderstorm struck the church tower and the entire roof caught fire. Curry feared another good lasting part of the neighborhood seemed to be disappearing before our eyes. The fire chief told Curry the only way to save the building was to break the largest stained glass window to allow oxygen in. Curry gave permission and the firemen saved the building but lost the window and the roof. It felt like God was giving up on this neighborhood. It felt like a time of weeping and loss. A reporter at the scene asked Curry if the church would rebuild in the suburbs. But Curry looked around and saw a young neighborhood boy who was in St. James confirmation class. And he said aloud, "We are not leaving. We will rebuild right here." And over the next 2 years, the congregation did just that, meeting in a plain parish hall and folding chairs. It was a time of joy and renewal. Bishop Curry said, "It might have been the best years we had at St. James. What seemed like a disaster actually brought renewal." By the time Bishop Curry moved on, the congregation had grown from 250 to 400 people. Let us pray. Dear God, help us see the hope in times of loss. Help us experience renewal when all we can see is destruction in our lives. We know that you are with us and will show us how to reclaim and renew our lives for your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.